on the Davidson Sports Network. The Bob McKillop Show is on the air, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show is brought to you by Barings, investing in lasting change together. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas. The Famous Toastery, breakfast, lunch, and brunch, all at once. Harris Teeter, where Wildcat fans shop for groceries. And by Ortho Carolina, you improved. Now, alongside the head coach of the Wildcats, Bob McKillop, here's the voice of Davidson basketball, Jared Letch.
Welcome to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield, coming off a week of two more Atlantic 10 wins, one coming on the road and one at home. With head coach Bob McKillop, I'm Jared Letch here inside Belk Arena. And coach, I want to dive into the week that was for the Wildcats, starting with Duquesne on Wednesday night, a 74-50 victory in Pittsburgh. That was a game that started with both teams shooting lights out, early back and forth. What were those discussions like with the players and staff during that surge of offense?
Well, you know, we're up 3 points at halftime, and we had shot rather well in the first half, but so had they. They were 57% from the three-point line, and they were 58% from the floor. So we knew as we took the court in the second half that this is a dangerous team. They closed the gap against us at home a week earlier, and we had to really make sure that our second half was as efficient defensively as it was offensively in the first half. And I thought we stepped up to the plate defensively in that second half as we limited them to an incredible 23% from the floor in the second half. And their threes weren't falling, thankfully, but I think the defense set the tone for that.
An important part of your start in that second half was the play of Sam and Luka. Was that something that was focused on at the half?
We are always talking about inside-outside attack, and in the first half, there was very little inside attack at all. It seemed like we had just forgotten all about Luka, and as we moved into the second half, we thought they needed to touch the ball, and the ball needed to go inside to them, and part of the reason in the first half was obviously we were making shots, and they were making shots, and it was a quick-paced game, so there was no opportunity to run half-court offense, but another part was the double team that they had, and I look back on that and say, wow, that was great for us, because the double team was something that we worked on, and we, I thought, were incredibly effective with that double team. Luka had 5 assists, no turnovers, and it all was the result of the ball going into him and out, and he found the right guy at the right time.
Now, Grant Huffman's defensive effort was superb. He's always making hustle plays. We know that. You spoke about his hip strength after the game as being one of those keys. Is that something that Brian Seitz and Justin King have helped develop, or something just natural that he has?
I think he came here with that hip strength, but that's something that Brian Seitz really zeroes in on, and I think Justin does the same thing. They zero in on hip strength, wrist strength, ankle strength, and I think that's one reason why we've had so few injuries this year, but I think it's one reason also why we are becoming more athletic, especially side to side rather than just straight ahead.
Now, Lee and Mike Jones were fantastic again, with players like Des Watson helping to contribute too with their screening. How have you seen them both, Jones and Lee, grow as the spotlight and focus has often been on them?
One-dimensional to multi-dimensional is the transition that they've made. And, of course, you saw on Saturday against Fordham, Mike played point guard quite a bit, as did Lee. So the opportunity for these guys to run, to cut, to screen, and to handle the ball has been added in a tremendous way by their hard work and by the assistant coaches working with them. And they're not just shooters. They came here and they were judged as just shooters who stand on the arc and stretch the court. They've done far more than that since they have come here.
Now, we spoke to Emery Lanier postgame, and when asked about the positive reinforcement of his father, fellow college coach, he talked about it being extremely important. Let's take a listen.
Obviously, with his coaching experience, he's had hundreds of guys, players that were talented, and, you know, some guys just weren't ready yet, and he had to sit guys on the bench, and guys have to wait their time. So I would say just the constant conversations with my dad, being a coach, knowing how the game works, is very encouraging to have that outlet, I would say, and He's just telling me the same things the coaches here are telling me. Stay down. Don't get too down on yourself. Don't get too high on yourself. And just keep working, and it'll pay off eventually.
So Coach Rob Lanier was in attendance on Saturday. What is it like for you to know guys like Emery, Foster, and Lee have coaches behind them?
It was particularly exhilarating for me to be surprised to see Rob at the game, at the end of the game, when I walked off the court and I was able to have a couple of words of conversation with him. When you know the father is in the stands, when you know he's a very prominent Division I coach and he's sitting on pins and needles as he watches his son play, and his son plays so very well and competes so very hard and is such a terrific teammate, the feeling of joy that the dad must feel is one that in a communal way I felt the same for him from coaching our boys. And it's really uplifting that that Rob had a chance to see in person such a terrific performance by Emery.
Now shifting ahead to the Saturday game, Fordham inside Belk Arena, and the Cats come out with a 66-45 victory. After a strong start on both ends, Fordham fought back with what looked to be a similar strategy they took at Rose Hill to stop Lee and Jones. But credit the Wildcats, they responded to end the half in a good spot. How pivotal was that effort heading into the break?
You know, I think we were down 21-19, and all of a sudden, the round five in our own jargon, the last 4 minutes of the half came into play, and we outscored them, I think, by 7 in that last round. And that 7-point turnaround, I thought, carried us into the locker room, stating that they're playing a very different defense. They're doing it very efficiently and effectively. It's really stymied us. But look what happens when we convert from our defense, and look what happens when we're in the attack mode. So those were the two messages that we took from the locker room to the court in the second half. And thankfully, we did get stops. Again, look at their shooting percentage. It was 24% and 13% in the second half. 17% and 6% in the second half, which is uncharted numbers. And even though we did not shoot particularly well because of their great defense, we were able to get in the open court and get some easy looks.
Now, Sam praised his teammates for their efforts to create opportunities for him. We know he's 17-9. In that contest, he often finds himself with space, and that was especially the case against Fordham and the way they were playing. Does it come down to a quick decision for him on whether to shoot right away or attack the rim in that situation? What would you like to see there?
Well, Sam does play in space so very well. When there's hesitancy, and that's what you alluded to with the quick decision, when there is hesitancy, I think it disrupts your rhythm, and he needs rhythm. Whether it's shooting the jumper or putting it on the floor and going to the rim, when you have rhythm because you're decisive, not only are you in rhythm, but you're also feeling confident and aggressive. And when he did struggle in the first half, it was the hesitancy. And I think if someone dared him to shoot. They backed off completely front rim and dared him to shoot, and he looked and looked and looked. But he lost his rhythm in the looking and deciding process. And in the second half, there was no hesitation whatsoever. He was aggressive with his movements and he was aggressive with his actions. And then I'm just delighted that he goes 9-for-10 from the foul line. He's really worked at it. He's a great shooter. The confidence factor really has kicked in for him in the game on Saturday.
And you mentioned there was some struggle shooting the ball, but Saturday ended up being a prime example of equal opportunity offense that you talk about. Points outside the two bigs were distributed in that manner.
Yeah, we got four guys in double digits, almost five with Emery. And the same thing with equal opportunities in terms of shooting. Emery had 10 shots, and the guy that had more than him was Luger at 12. So here's a guy that only played 23 minutes, got that number of shots because our offense moved in such a pace and such a rate and such a helping mode that guys got shots.
Now, important number, outside of Mike Jones, no starter played more than 30 minutes. How valuable is that rest or utilization as you get into this remaining stretch of games?
Having a day off yesterday was important. Not playing 35 minutes across the board on Saturday was important. In a similar way, we We had Luka played 33 against Duquesne. I think Lee and Grant maybe played just over 30. So having the number of minutes with Mike playing 30 at the most, I think that's really something at this point of the season that's very, very important.
Now, rebounding was key in that game, plus 10. But I want to talk about the guard play and hitting the boards. How crucial is that part?
Well, against Duquesne, 64% of the rebounds came from our guards. And that's a pretty darn big number. I want to say we had maybe 60% of our rebounds on Saturday from our guards. When guards get rebounds, it means those long rebounds that are usually the result of three-point shots, and of the 49 shots that Fordham took, 30 were threes. That's a lot of threes. So you're going to have long rebounds in and around the elbow area. And if the guards stand there and watch on the arc, they stand there in a perimeter and watch, rather than sink, it's going to be a 50-50 ball, and the quicker guys are going to get it. But they sunk, and they have done a great job in these last two games of sinking and therefore securing those long rebounds.
That's going to take us into our first break. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion with Coach on a number of topics around Davidson basketball. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield.
At Ortho Carolina, personalized orthopedic care goes beyond my appointment. Accessible, comprehensive, and compassionate. It's my care, my way.
Schedule your appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
Performance is a constant. Obstacles are fleeting. We are formed by the unrelenting hand of discipline. A second built on years. Victory built on humility. We are process, drive, persistence. We are bearings.
The happiest you is the healthiest you. And the healthiest you is the one that chooses Atrium Health. As the region's most trusted healthcare partner, we're committed to helping people live mindfully, meaningfully, and joyfully in every community, large and small. And every day, we're finding new ways to make unrivaled health easier, more personalized, and more complete than ever before. The best care for a more full life. Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Davidson Wildcats.
Nestled in historic Davidson Cottage Mill, the Brick House Tavern offers a unique blend of nostalgia with a contemporary flair. Sample the offerings of their extensive tap room or enjoy lunch or dinner in the expansive dining room. And once again this season, the Brick House Tavern is the home of Davidson Athletics. Relive every win with fellow Wildcat fans after every game. So for lunch, dinner, or game day, make your destination the Brick House Tavern.
Welcome back to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. Jared Latch, Bob McKillop back with you. And Coach, at a macro college basketball level, Saturday featured seven of the top 10 AP-ranked teams, all suffering losses. First time that's ever happened. Do you see that as a product of the ever-changing landscape where veteran teams, I know, get a little laugh from you, across college basketball, where they've had a chance to gel here of late February?
I haven't. I didn't even know that. I mean, I'm so consumed by post-game Fordham, pre-game George Mason. I was not aware of that. So seven of the top ten teams lost. I think that's consistent with what's going on in our game today. Home court advantage is decisive. The three-point ball can just neutralize teams because guys can get hot. Certain games, and all of a sudden, boom, the three-pointer is there, and it can really send teams reeling. You would think that the transfer market through the portal has been somewhat taken care of in terms of assimilating the new players onto the roster at this point in the season, but it could also be the fact that maybe some of these guys, these transfers, have not been in these environments, late game, late season conference games where there's a lot on the line. So that could be a factor as well. And, of course, social media, I think, generates tremendous anxiety amongst players, and they're reading that, and Maybe they get tight. Missed foul shot here, missed foul shot there, and all of a sudden game over.
So speaking of veterans, Senior Day is going to take place on Wednesday evening. I want to start with the managers, Joe Niro and Sorna Dangevar. We had the opportunity to feature them both during halftime segments this year on radio. And here's an excerpt from those two interviews in the order we mentioned, Joe and then Sorna.
I think it goes back to the relationships. You know, it's meant a lot from not only a personal standpoint, for me kind of finding an identity here, being part of a group that is bigger than myself. But also, you know, I'll look back on my time with Davidson extremely fondly. I'm so appreciative to have been a part of this program and help in any way I can. You know, I'll be a Davidson basketball fan for life. Even when I'm done being involved from a day-to-day standpoint, I'll always love Davidson basketball. I'll always be friends with the guys that I've been here with, and I'm so very appreciative for that.
I've learned heaps from the coaching staff, and that's something I'll definitely take away, is how I think about basketball and what you want from a team. But I truly think the biggest thing is that you're certainly away from your immediate family, but you have a different family that you're with for holidays, for all those matches, for stuff like that. I think what I'll mostly take away from this in the end is not only what I've learned, but the group you got to be with, and being able to say in 5-10 years, no matter how long it is, you truly had your best friends, whether it's the players we have, those seniors, Nelson, Mike, and Luca, or those other managers. I mean, they do just as much work as Joe and I. Joe's awesome. And then Chris Sosnick, Victor Taylor, and Jordan Krause are other mainstays we have that make it look like we do a lot when really they're doing the heavy lifting.
Coach, what type of impact have those two men made on this program?
They're senior managers, which means they've been charged with being the leaders of our crew of managers, and we've got just an incredible group of managers. I could not be more pleased. And they are the leaders. They are the ones who've taught those guys the ropes. Those are the ones who deal out responsibilities and make sure they're held accountable for them. We couldn't be more pleased with what Joe and Sorna have done, or what our managers have done. They're members of our team. They're like on our roster.
Now, we'll also recognize an esteemed senior class on Wednesday night in front of what should be another great crowd inside Belk Arena. Can you give us a sense of the emotions that come along with such a ceremony before another big game, and then what the senior class has meant?
It's been a tremendous journey, and one that's been rather eventful, chock full of memories, and hard to believe that they are seniors. Hard to believe that Nelson and Ben and Drew and Mike and Luca are seniors. And of course, we know Mike has a chance to come back, and might, but the fact that these guys are in their fourth year here, and all the trials they've gone through in terms of off the court experience, particularly as related to COVID and the cancellation of the tournament, and the experience they had last year in the tournament, it's been a journey that has been life-changing for them, and one in which they've learned lessons that we think will be valuable for them in their future as fathers, as spouses, just a remarkable experience and remarkable young men.
With everything going on in the world, we've spoken about the unique dynamic of this team coming from different backgrounds, different countries. It's important to note Fordham featured Raztik Nowitzki from Ukraine on their team. How powerful a role does sports play in bringing people together?
I know how it has brought our team together from all different political spectrums, national spectrums. You think about Lee and the threat of North Korea, a constant with the release of missiles here and missiles there. And you think about the guys from the European continent and how the European Union is affected by what's going on in Ukraine, and particularly a guy like Luca, who's from Austria, and Sam, whose mother's from Poland, and Nelson, whose mother's from Poland. And you know, you see how world events affect our team in a different way than they would affect our team if we didn't have such an international presence. And that's an educational process for our program, an educational process for our guys, and but a greater statement about how people can live together peacefully and joyfully if they care about each other. And that's certainly what our guys do.
Now, we also recently interviewed Josh King, who leads scholar-athlete career development. He mentioned that Drew Dibble, one of your seniors, recently got a job offer from Red Ventures. When you hear things like that, is that news equally as rewarding as a player signing a professional contract?
To see our guys go off into the sunset and be riding on a nice horse and with a smile on their face, very, very joyful experience. And, of course, we Rick Elias is a great friend of Davidson College, Davidson basketball, and for Drew to get to work at Red Ventures for Rick Elias is just marvelous. And, you know, our manager, Joe Nero, has already gotten a job at Woodbury Forest as a Spanish teacher and a basketball coach. And Sauner, our other manager, he's going to be interviewed for an internship at a professional club in Europe. So good things are happening for our guys.
Now, you've mentioned the four keys to every day inside the program: to get better, play to win every possession on the court, and have fun. We've seen how much this team enjoys being around each other. With that being said, how often do you feel the need, whether it's a practice, film room, to step in and try to inject some fun?
I think our guys create enough fun. For example, there was a play in the Duquesne game on Wednesday, and it was the first play of the game, and Luca blocked the shot. And it was not just a block, it was a swat. And the camera panned our bench, and there's David Christensen on the bench, and his feeling of happiness for Luca to make that block, but his body language that demonstrated his happiness was a highlight clip for our Thursday post-game clips. So our guys have that capacity, and they have this sense of humor that really enlivens our team and makes me feel younger.
Now, you referenced four key traits that you look for in players recently. Clearly talent, but more importantly, toughness, work ethic, and a willingness and ability to be coached. Discuss those core values for the fan.
Well, toughness means you're going to face adversity here as a Davidson scholar athlete. You're going to face it in the classroom. You're going to face it in a small, intimate community that might be overbearing at times. You're going to face it in a basketball court because you're going to be challenged. So if you don't have toughness, and that by that I'm talking mental toughness and emotional toughness, you're not going to make it here. Emery Lanier went home at Christmas, and, you know, he didn't play very much as a freshman, if at all, and was struggling to get playing time here in his sophomore year. And he had a long heart-to-heart discussion with his dad about it, and there were tears, and the dad, Rob, said to me that he was just overwhelmed by Emery's maturity as he's gone through this process. And, of course, Emery's come back and made significant contributions to us. But it's that kind of toughness that we're talking about, not just on-the-court physical toughness, but that kind of toughness as well. The second thing is work ethic. We may not get the five-star recruits, but we want to work to make them five-star recruits, and that's dependent upon them being that themselves, guys who want to push themselves. So yesterday, an off day for us, I'm in the office, and there's Des Watson in the gym, which he always is, but there's Des with one of our managers, Ben, who's got a blocking dummy and playing defense so that Des is learning to take a hit and get a shot off. So Des is learning to finish through contact. I mean, first of all, the fact the teamwork that exists right there for Ben to give his Sunday afternoon to, for Des to do that, for Des to be creative enough to get Des, get Ben to do that, that's the kind of work ethic. The third thing was willing to be a teammate. And, you know, a lot of guys don't want that. A lot of guys, they want the spotlight. It's all about me. I'm not playing my game. Well, it's not your game. It's our game. And with this equal opportunity team that we have, you better be an equal opportunity player. And I can recall many years seeing so many Davidson guys selflessly give of themselves. And, you know, it's interesting. You talk about senior night. We had seven seniors back in 2006. And I think five of them started. Well, that meant two guys couldn't start. Well, the number of seniors who raised their hand that were starters, that put their hand up and said, "Coach, he can have my starting spot in the opening lineup." I mean, you don't see that too often, but that's the kind of teamwork that we have here. And then the last one was coachability. It's one thing to be talented. It's one thing to have a great work ethic. It's another thing to be a good teammate. But unless you're willing to accept information, knowledge, coaching, you're never going to reach what your capacity is. And that's something that we see is very vital to our players.
Time for another quick break. When we return, our preview segment presented by Famous Toastery will focus on the week ahead, focusing on senior night inside Belk Arena against George Mason on Wednesday. This is the Bob McKillop Show from Learfield, powered by Ortho Carolina.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care feels like home because video visits bring my provider to me. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
When is it time to think about your money? When you get a job, get married, start a family, buy a home? At First Citizens Bank, we know the time to think about your money is when you're thinking about your life. Choose a bank that's thinking about it too. Learn more at firstcitizens.com, because money isn't everything, but so much depends on what you do with your money. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Member FDIC.
Out here, we charge into the heartland with Mountain Dew. Out here, there's no rush hour, just the rush of flying wide open on glassy water at 5 a.m. with your first dew in hand. And there's no spin class, just bright green spinner bait that ironically matches your second dew. Out here, we don't just play big buck hunt, we hunt actual big bucks. And out here, the best road is off-road, and the color of your truck is mud. Out here, it's dew.
Famous Toastery is a proud sponsor of the Davidson College Wildcats. Join us for classic favorites like our stuffed French toast or flapjacks piled high with your favorite toppings. Stop by for lunch on the go with our savory wraps and sandwiches, or fuel up before a busy game day supporting your Davidson Wildcats. Come visit us at Famous Toastery or order online for convenient pickup at famoustoastery.com/order.
It's now time to preview the next opponent, presented by Famous Toastery. Start your day at the Famous Toastery, the home for breakfast, lunch, and brunch, all at once.
Welcome back, Jared Latch, alongside Bob McKillop. It's time to look at our next matchup coming up Wednesday night against George Mason here at home. And Coach, the Patriots are led by head coach Kim English in his first year at the helm. Mason enters the game at 14-13, 7-7 in the league, after a win yesterday at home over George Washington. Without a lot of prep time, as you were likely breaking down Saturday's film yesterday, what should we know about this Patriots team?
Dangerous. Victories over Maryland and victories over Georgia in non-conference. And in the A-10, they've beaten Dayton. They've beaten St. Bonaventure. They've beaten, they actually went to double overtime against St. Louis and lost that one. They beat Richmond. So teams at the top of the league standings right now, they've done very, very well. Very well coached, and know us because Kim was an assistant for a while with Rick Barnes of Tennessee. So we actually scrimmaged them, and he's done a terrific job of blending some new players with maturity and experience in with some veterans. This is a team that's going to shoot the three-pointer. This is a team that's going to challenge you inside, and this is a team that's going to challenge you to get shots off because they're interchangeable in terms of their guarding ability.
Now, as the final regular season home game approaches, what's your message to the fans, student body, who have really created a special environment this year?
This has been an exhilarating year for our program because it's been partnered with our fans here at home. See them come back in the numbers that they've come back with, the enthusiasm that they've shown, with the inspiration that they have given, has been like old times. It was like it was before COVID hit. And I can't tell you how overwhelmed I am by our student body. how they have just embraced our team, and they have been such a pivotal part of our home game environment, and that's special because they had been out last year with COVID, and really the year before it was kind of in the middle of things happening in January with COVID. So I can't tell you how pleased and honored and delighted and thankful I am for our student body for what they have done for our program.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time as always. Not sure if you have any other final thoughts beyond that, but appreciate it.
Thank you, Jared.
That'll take us into one final break and a wrap-up. And plus, we'll provide information on upcoming broadcasts. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield.
Hey, Wildcat fans, no matter how you celebrate game day, it's all about the food. And Harris Teeter has everything you need. Delicious subs and wraps, fresh hot store-made pizza, all sizes of party platters or ready-to-serve wing trays, just to name a few. Plus, with Harris Teeter fuel points, you can earn free fuel with every purchase you make, up to a dollar off per gallon. Stop at your Harris Teeter for great savings on all your game day needs, or download the HT app to order ahead. Harris Teeter, where Wildcat fans shop for groceries.
Did you know Hendrix Business Systems is now the official document solutions provider of the Wildcats? If you're looking for the best and most reliable copy, scan, and print document management solutions, Hendrix Business Systems is the perfect choice for your team. As an authorized Canon, HP, and Xerox dealer, Hendrix has been serving their North and South Carolina clients the latest technology for over 44 years. To learn more, visit HendrixBusiness.com. That's Hendrix with an X, business.com. Hendrix Business Systems, where your image is our business.
Ticket Smarter is glad we are back to holding live events. If you are looking to buy tickets to the best sports, concerts, and theater events, all at the very best price, look no farther than TicketSmarter.com or on the app. Buying tickets at Ticket Smarter will help support children in need. For every ticket transaction on Ticket Smarter, $1 will be donated to a children's charity. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official ticketing partner of Davidson Athletics. Ticket Smarter, a smarter way to buy tickets.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care begins with the click of a mouse because online scheduling saves me time. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
Welcome back to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. Join us for our next broadcast coming up Wednesday night, airtime 6:45 for a tip time just after 7 o'clock as the Cats will honor our seniors in Belk Arena against George Mason. That game will be played across the Davidson Radio Network and streamed live on the new Varsity app and by heading to DavidsonWildcats.com. And as a reminder, head coach Bob McKillop will be on the afternoon rush on Thursday. And also, A-10 tournament tickets for Washington, D.C. are available by calling the ticket office or visiting DavidsonWildcats.com. For Bob McKillop and our executive producer, Peyton Gallagher, as well as Gary Trexler back in the studio, I'm Jared Latch. Have a great rest of your day, and so long for now from Davidson.
On the Davidson Sports Network, this has been the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show has been brought to you by Bearings, investing in lasting change together. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas. The Famous Toastery, breakfast, lunch, and brunch, all at once. Harris Teeter, where Wildcat fans shop for groceries. And by Ortho Carolina, you improved. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Davidson Sports Network.